Hello, you're listening to CJLO News.
Watch that train.
That was the sound of a train pulling into a station. A station made of plastic and wood. A train a few inches long. Here in the basement of NDG's Alex Montagiano sits a train track model of Montreal. It highlights Côte des Neiges and NDG businesses, old and new. It's fully electrified with lights, multiple train lines, and even a metro station. Montagiano is known in NDG as Train Man. He is a frequent participant in the NDG Art Hop, an annual local arts event in May where he contributes by giving tours of his mini Montreal.
Rail is you know, an important part of both of North American history, United States American history, and Canadian history. Mm-hmm. And the building of the Trans-Canadian Railway, CN, right, Grand Trunk Railway, was an important massive endeavor of the Canadian government. It was an important endeavor to guarantee national unity because it connected the country all together. And I do see it as a national symbol.
Alex Trainman Montagiano, who runs a contracting restoration company, doesn't just build model trains in his spare time. This season, he's running for MP of NDG Westmount in the federal election, now called for April 28th, as an independent candidate.
I see the election campaign as an opportunity in order to raise community concerns, which typically, right, are forgotten in the larger national campaign.
NDG is known as a liberal stronghold in Quebec. Montagiano says a train man vote is a protest vote for the cause of minority and Anglophone rights in Montreal. Montagiano believes the federal government has allowed Quebec to suppress its minority populations through acts like Bill 96, the language law enforcing strict official French-only communications in the province, and the recent Bills 21 and 94, banning religious symbols for public employees and education workers.
It's not enough that we speak French. They want us to be like them, right? And this is like, to me, this is not acceptable, right? I am a product of my environment, and my environment is Montreal, Quebec. When I was a young child and I went to elementary school, we were taught the idea, the concept of multiculturalism. Canada was an open and tolerant nation. This value, this principle, under what Pierre Elliott Trudeau established with Joe Clark, is being lost in Quebec.
Montagiano wants NDG, the borough with Montreal's largest English-speaking population, electing MPs who will promise to better represent minorities at the federal level.
Montreal's history is diverse. It's a history of immigration. It's a history of communities working together. And that's why I feel that my campaign slogan, Bonjour, Hi, really is an expression of that.
The Vote Train Man campaign is using the slogan, Bonjour, Hi, a common colloquial greeting in Montreal that is controversial to some Quebec sovereigntists for its multilingual element. A large wooden Vote Train Man sign stands on Sherbrooke and Addington, reading, Vote Train Man, Bonjour Hi. It has been destroyed 4 times at the time of reporting, with someone knocking out the Hi section of the sign. This has been part of CJLO's election coverage period in NDG Côte des Neiges. Stay tuned in the coming weeks for more interviews with candidates and local issues in the borough. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.